Welcome to Outside the Box, firmly planted in the new millennium. Today's topic is 21st century colonialism. No one likes colonialism for good reason. We usually think of it as one country controlling the people of another. That can include controlling their resources and economy, influencing their government, maintaining their laws and the enforcement of them, deciding who lives where, and even controlling their belief systems, including culture, religion, and what's right and wrong. Colonialism was quite obvious in the 18th, 19th, and 20th centuries. The British in India and many other countries, the French in West Africa, the U.S. in several Caribbean island nations, and the Belgians in the Congo. It continues today in a more subtle form, the Chinese in Tibet and Hong Kong, for example. But I'm seeing a new pattern, which I'm calling 21st century colonialism, with my own government, one that doesn't require military or political control. The U.S. president has been trying to make a deal with Ukraine for access to resources while mostly, though not entirely, letting the Ukrainians run their government and country. No military takeover, no overthrow of the existing government. We give weapons or other financial or military assistance to a country being threatened, so that nation owes us something. We'll take your minerals or some other useful resource in return. In the past, the U.S. would help other countries without designating something in exchange. We did benefit with goodwill, good trading relationships, and political support. However, now the U.S. may demand a more specific return on its so-called investment. The U.S. president has expressed a similar interest in having control over other lands, Greenland and Canada for their mineral resources, the Panama Canal for its strategic facility, and Gaza for its beaches. I don't hope for a military invasion, though there is no guarantee given how bullying the president can be. Just a deal to gain economic control or influence. This 21st century colonialism, where people can live as they have been, but their natural or technological resources are no longer their own. When I lived in West Virginia several decades ago, people who lived on a mountain in a home they owned might wake up one morning to find a huge hole around their house. A coal company owned the mineral rights to their land and had begun to mine coal, despite destroying a family's home. Since the U.S. has so many more resources than the country it wants to make a deal with, my wish is that we might continue to give without expecting to receive something in return. As I noted, we do benefit anyway, but this new 21st century approach will emphasize all business and no friendship, just how the U.S. can benefit, whether the other country gets anything or not. Through USAID, Agency for International Development, the president could make a similar deal with other countries, since the U.S. has been providing food and medical aid to many nations in the global south for decades. But the U.S. has stopped sending aid to those nations, many of which do have tradable resources, such as gold, diamonds, oil, and rare earth minerals. I believe that this white supremacist president does not want to deal with countries where most people and politicians have darker skins. He does not want to, quote-unquote, make a deal with political leaders and countries he does not respect. So many countries in the global south struggle to provide for their people. A deal with the U.S. might be temporarily beneficial, yet now such a deal would no doubt be costly. putting those nations in a worse position than they are now. Most already owe millions to the World Bank, International Monetary Fund, and other lenders. Getting them out of debt should be the top priority, so they can put more of their resources toward helping their citizens. Do you agree with my description of 21st century colonialism? I'm Larry Danziger, prioritizing deals to end debt and increase security rather than any benefits to our country.